Well, the session is a tough session, and this is my 15th year, which doesn't seem possible, and it started out very, very rocky, and for a couple of reasons. One, the governor wants to change the oil tax, and we're in a huge debate about how to do that. My caucus, along with the Senate Democrats, have introduced our own bill so that we can put out ideas that we think would be helpful rather than simply just cutting the tax and giving the money back to the oil companies.
And that bill is more in line with tax credits.
It's in line with not just the tax credits, but also incentives and also things that allow the oil to actually get into the pipeline, conditioning plants and access issues. That's long been a problem with the pipeline because you get the independence up, which you absolutely need. We have three huge companies on the slope, and that's really been a monopoly for a long, long time. And one of the real problems is, and you might get the independence up and starting to discover or to, bring in the harder to get oil, and then the problem becomes how do they actually get the transportation off the slope? So we put in legislation that incentivizes newer oil and actually then gets production into the pipeline. So our slogan has been no reduction without production. Because the problem with the governor's bill is you might give all of that money back and not get any new oil into the line. And then we will have a terrible problem. We actually will have a terrible problem if the governor's bill passes because we'll be down so much revenue that we'll be in a deficit almost right off the bat. It just was a very unthinking approach. I feel pretty optimistic about the end result of what's going to happen with the oil tax, but not only the oil bill, but also right now moving quickly. We've got the Speaker's House Bill 4, which is an in-state small gas line. So that's a real problem because it undercuts the effort to get a big gas line, which would help the entire state rather than the small one, which is keyed into bringing gas down to Cook Inlet. Then on top of that, we have a school voucher bill, which would essentially, well, I think it would gut public education funding. And teachers, parents, National Education Association, strong lobby across the state to stop that legislation. Your superintendent I got to meet last week, and a really fine person, in Juneau, working hard to see that the department gets the funding it needs to survive so that it can help our more rural areas like we are here in Petersburg. We saw the cruise ship wastewater bill sailed, full steam ahead through the House. That bill only got 4 hours of public hearing in the House, and that's a travesty. It took us 2 years to get a strong cruise ship wastewater bill through the legislature the first time, and that bill was really the state of the art. Then, with the public initiative putting the stronger controls on, Alaska was really leading the world in a lot of ways. And the industry came in and just gutted that rule. So now that's going to be the standard for a while, and we're all going to have to watch that very carefully so that I think that changes back, but not until another legislature, because that bill's already in.
You want to talk about a couple of bills you're the prime sponsor on
Sure.
this session? Any of their near and dear to your heart? I could go through, it
Well,
looks like seven or eight.
one in particular. I think that people have a right to live with and to not be discriminated against, no matter what their gender, their race, their beliefs, their sexuality. And we had a question asked in a majority press release, press availability about that, because the polling shows that Alaskans agree with that we're pretty much, about individual rights and letting people live the way they want to live if they're not hurting other people. And the reaction was laughter coming, and that just it really bothered many people. And I know that there are many people in that caucus that believe the same way that I do, But last year it had this legislation in to not allow the discrimination and to actually put it into law, because we don't actually have it in law right now. Most of us, I think, thought we did, and we don't. So I have a bill to do that, and we'll be working on that. And the chair of the first committee has said he'll give it a hearing, so we're working toward that so that we can talk about that issue and maybe see it put in law finally so that people are protected. It may not go far enough, as some people would like, even myself, but at least that's a good start. And so that bill is very near and dear to my heart, and I think it's a very Alaskan bill.